right, we'll just open it up for questions. Well, I think he can make all the throws. He's really big and strong, a little bit, like Ben Roethlisberger that way. He's a big body. They do have design runs for him, whether it's quarterback powers or, some of the read option stuff. And then, of course, him scrambling. If you don't do a good job of collapsing the pocket and squeezing the pocket. So that's about all there is.
How do you go about containing someone like that?
He seems
pretty.
Well, you have a rush plan. I don't want to get into too much detail on what that is, but and then situationally, when their runs appear, talking about quarterback runs, whether it's a low red area with some draws or quarterback powers on short yardage, those types of things. They're aware of those tendencies, but it does make it. It gives them. You don't usually count on the quarterback running. So it does kind of change what you do defensively. So, hopefully our guys have done a lot of film study and understand some of those intricacies.
What sort of savvy did it take for Kendall Wright to get open on that
third down? Kendall's done that for us, most of the season. I think other than Tariq, Kendall's up there as far as guys that we've gone to. He has a good feel for getting open. He's been in the league for a bit of time. But it was he ran his route. He stuck the route pretty well and had a big enough window for Mitch to find him and get there. So it was a really good play by both of them.
Can you talk about his experience in the league? Is that only exacerbated by the fact that you've got Trey McBride and Tanner who don't have that sort of experience?
I think, we've got who we have. And again, we work with them. They're all tireless workers. I think our coaching staff's doing a good job. And, I've seen guys like that improve. I think really, everybody starts off as a nobody, and it's just a matter of how hard you're willing to work and execute under pressure.
Special teams, when you've had breakdowns like you happened on Sunday, is there like a trick to fixing that in season in practice?
Well, it's just like everything else, offensively or defensively, it's executed. We didn't do a good job of containing whether we brought the gunners in or not. It's still the same number of people. It wasn't like we had nine guys out there. Is understanding, the leverage and how you have to leverage and contain a kicking play, whether it's kickoff return, which that was a little bit of a different thing in itself as far as a ruling. The punt return was just not leveraging it, for contain on the right side. And so, we take those players, we practice it, and, like all mistakes, you admit them, and then you fix them, and then, hope to God you don't do it again.
Since you came in, excuse me, you guys have been kind of gradually adding pieces to that defense. At what point did you see the potential of what it kind of could be?
Well, I think really in the off season. I think we addressed an area that we had not really addressed. We had one of our few first round picks get healthy. I think I've been doing this for a minute. It's it helps to have those types of players, and so I think that's number one.
Overall, how has your secondary maybe improved from week to week? I know a few of those guys had a good week last week against the Ravens.
Yeah, I think you're talking about young players, and young players tend to improve as they go. It doesn't matter the sport. You look in baseball and really any sport, major sport. I think. They continue to get better. So a little bit of that and then a little bit of adding pieces to the puzzle. All right. Thanks, gang. Thanks, John.